Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. You joined us for the evening service of the Pineville Grace Fellowship. And we're also going to be going live on Facebook right now and bringing them in. Brother Carl is not going to be able to be with us tonight. He has to work. He said he was going to miss us. But we are hopefully going to have Brother Mark Kennedy on with us tonight. So welcome aboard. And now I'm going to go over and try to pull in Facebook Live. And it is very cold up here. We are down in the cabin tonight. But it is cold. So we'll probably make this pretty brief. We're not going to do our singing and our scripture reading. We're going to focus in on the book tonight and then call it an evening. It's supposed to get really cold tonight up here. And so we just welcome anyone aboard that wants to join with us. And again, tonight we're going to be reading from the book and studying from the book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. Mark Kennedy, welcome aboard. I'm going to go and see if you can join us for the talk show. We are going right into the book reading tonight because we're going to try to focus on the book tonight. It's so cold up here in the cabin that we're going to just get right into this, okay? So, welcome aboard, Brother Mark. How are you this evening?
I'd be good.
What's the temperature like in California?
Huh?
What's the temperature like in California?
It's slightly a little bit on the cool side today, but it is sunny, no rain. Just a little cool, that's all.
Well, yeah, but what do you mean when you say cool? How cool?
Oh, let's see. What does my little thing say? Only 63. says 60 degrees and sun.
Oh, man. Oh,
I know.
Sick. I got up this morning and my pipes were frozen. My water pipes were frozen. And it's supposed to get down to about, I think it's going to get down to about 12 tonight. It was probably about, it was 13 this morning. So it's cold. It's cold. We're down here in the cabin, but I'll tell you, we're going to probably, we're probably going to moveon.org tonight. We're going to make this quick. Okay.
I think.
Anyway. We're thankful for the guests who've joined us so far, MJ Avalos and any of the other guests that have come on. You may or may not be aware of it, Mark, but Carl is at work today and tomorrow. He's going to be floating down the river doing the barge work. Got to keep the wolf away from the door. So it's just you and me tonight.
Yes.
So anyway,
okay.
He did want to let me know that he really misses not being with us the next two nights. But you know, let's see. Are we ready for chapter 25? Am I right on that?
Yep, 25. Christ's people shall suffer persecution.
Okay. Well,
and the way he talks, I can tell he's a super nice person. I'm going to miss him tonight, too, and tomorrow night.
Yeah, he is. He is, and it's good that the good Lord brought him and his wife into our lives. And
it's a real blessing. It's such a blessing to get new people in our group. That is a sign to me that we're doing something right.
Amen. Amen. Well, it looks like Ashley has joined us. I see you marked hello, Ashley. I don't see Ashley on my dashboard, but I want to thank Ashley. Ashley. Yeah. Ashley, yep. I want to thank you personally and publicly for making the statement regarding the Seventh-day Adventist video I sent out. I agree with you. I certainly wasn't promoting the Seventh-day Adventist doctrine or, what's her name, the founder of it, Ellen White, because we certainly don't promote Ellen White. But the reason I sent it out is because it shows in picturesque format so much about the Kabbalah and the Talmud, and also how, even as it relates to Roman Catholicism and all of these religions coming together under one umbrella. That's what I really wanted to convey. But I do agree with you that I don't want to be perceived that we're exposing one doctrine by another false doctrine. We know that Seventh-day Adventist is false. So that's a really good point. That was really the point I was making the other night with Gail Ripplinger, you know, and I don't, even if, and I've often thought about this, even if Gail Ripplinger's ministry was teaching only the truth, by the way, she is Arminian, but if she was teaching only the truth, if she was teaching the sovereign grace of God, biblical cosmology, everything down the line, in a public format, as well as on video and going into churches and speaking and so on, I still wouldn't endorse her. Okay?
Right.
And the reason being is we do not, I call it feminized Christianity. Is what I call it. You know, they have all these, family radio has all these women like Janet Medford Live. They used to have, Janet Parshall. They had Beverly LeHay. Elizabeth Elliott. Phyllis Schlafly. I could go on and on and on. A lot of the women speak truth. Okay, some truth.
Yeah.
But that's not the issue at hand.
Right.
The issue at hand is that Scripture says that women are not supposed to be usurping authority over the men. It goes back to the headship. Now, I know a lot of people say, you're going to run all the women off. All the women are going to think you're a woman hater. No, I'm not a woman hater. In fact, you know, whether you believe it or not, I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for you because you don't want to be a slave. You don't want to be out there doing things that are not God ordained. You don't want to be in disobedience to the Word of God. So enough of that said. Okay, tonight we're going to be reading from the book. Again, God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. We're in chapter 25. I'm going to have Brother Mark. This is a relatively short chapter. We're only going to cover one chapter tonight, and it's only 4.5 pages, so I'm going to have Brother Mark 203 down to the bottom of 205, and then I'll pick up the final remainder. But we'll stop after he's finished 205, and we'll both make comments on that. So go ahead, brother.
Okay, very good. All right. First of all, I want to say welcome to all of our listeners tonight, the saints of God. May God bless you in this new year with new blessings, and may He meet you at the point of your need, whatever that need may be. In Christ's
Amen.
Name, amen. All right.
Amen.
Chapter 25.
Also, before you jump on board there, we had some other people join us. I want to welcome Lee Disselhorst, a longtime listener, and Lee has his own Bible study as well. So thank you, Lee, for joining us this evening. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, chapter 25, Christ's people shall suffer persecution. The theme of God's people being in the world but not being of the world is a prominent theme throughout Christ's ministry, as well as him stressing that his people would suffer persecution. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, of course, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for with mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father, they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16.
Well, you did the whole chapter. That's good. You covered the whole bowl of wax. Thank you. Well, good morning. Good evening, Babs Roberts. We're glad to have you with us tonight. I talked to your husband a little bit ago. We had a really great conversation, and we miss him tonight. I told him, well, don't work too hard on the muddy Mississippi line. Of course, he reminded me he's not on the muddy Mississippi. He's down in Tennessee. But anyway, we do miss him tonight. Well, we're just going to make a few comments. Go ahead, Brother Mark.
Oh, is that Babs you were talking to?
Yeah, she's on YouTube with us.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Babs, even though you can't hear me. God bless you. Love you in Christ.
Yeah, she can hear you. She can hear you on YouTube. We're live on YouTube as well as Facebook. So, yeah, she can hear you. And, yeah, she says she misses her husband, too. I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. It's probably going to be two or three long nights. So, anyway, the good Lord be with you. The good Lord be with you.
Amen.
Mark is not with us tonight. Oh, she says, hey, Mark. I guess she meant Mark. We got two Marks here. Mark Phillips is not here with us. She says, hey, Mark, to you, Mark Kennedy. So, anyway. Well, we talked about in this chapter about persecution, and how many times do we go throughout our day, and how many times do the thought, I mean, it occurs to my wife and I often, the thought comes to our minds, wow, I can't believe that we are actually in this world, when we look at what's going on around us, it's like, wow, why are we down here? I mean, all this craziness going on. And when it says here that many shall be offended, they shall put you out of the synagogues.
Yep.
Now, I just have a question. Can you imagine today if Carl or Mark or myself or Ed Henry or Walt or any of our brothers, if we went into a Jewish synagogue and started preaching the gospel, can you imagine what would happen? Well, the same thing that happened in the New Testament.
We would
be kicked out. We would be, first of all, they would call the law, okay?
Yep.
And they would literally handcuff us and haul us out of there for trespassing.
Disturbing the peace.
Okay? Disturbing the peace, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Peter and Paul and a lot of the other disciples, they had no problem disturbing the peace, did they?
Nope.
They had no problem. And so, anyway, it says, they shall put you out of the synagogue. The time cometh, and whosoever killeth you will think he's doing God service.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's going to come to in this country. I'm not a prophet, but I look at what's going on in our Congress right now with all the legislation that's being enacted that you can't even speak out if you're a company, even a sole proprietor company, and you speak out about boycotting Israel, you can be charged with a hate crime.
Oh, my.
I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is getting absolute. And this is a foreign government that is trying to impose itself upon our, and it is imposing itself upon our government. Okay?
Yes.
These things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. They proclaim that they have, they serve the one and only God, but they deny the one and only God. Okay? They proclaim they know him. They proclaim their Messiah is coming. They proclaim they are going to rebuild the third temple and reinstitute animal sacrifice and the pure red heifer. They proclaim that they're going to have a Messiah that's going to come and rule the nations, okay? Well, he says, I told you, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. You know, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, that it is expedient for you that I go away. The great thing about it is when Christ did go away, he sent the Comforter, his Holy Spirit. And his Holy Spirit resides with us today. And the Holy Spirit has many functions. Notice, it says that his functions is not only to comfort, but his function is to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Of sin, they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and they see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Who's the prince of this world? The prince of this world is the prince in the power of the air, the devil, Satan, who works in the children of disobedience, Scripture tells us. Goes on and says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but he exalts Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he will show us all things. Now, I'm going to pause there and get a breath and have Brother Mark cover the first three pages there and his thoughts on what we read. Go ahead, Brother Mark.
Okay, again, we have Christ preparing his followers like a good drill sergeant would do. I'm not calling Christ a drill sergeant, but he's preparing them like a good leader would do. And I'm reminded in, I have on my screen here in the previous chapter in John 15, he says in verses 18 and 19, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then verse 19 of John 15, he says, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So according to this scripture, the world hates us because Christ chose us, because of what Christ did. And so that's a sign that we're doing it right. If the world hates us, it means we're doing something right.
Right, that's right. That's right. Well, I see Brother Andrew Brown has joined us from Wichita, Kansas. Welcome aboard, Brother Andrew. I've appreciated all of the information you've sent me over the last couple, 3 days. It's been helpful. And sorting some things out, and I'm glad that you're actively out there. It's always good. Iron sharpens iron, as it were, and so
Amen.
It's always good to have brothers and sisters in Christ to fellowship with. Also, I want to welcome Brother Barry Henderson, who's just joined us as well. Yes, you're so right, Brother Mark. You're absolutely right. That because he's called us, because he's foreordained that we are one of his, and because that our destiny is certain. Mm-hmm. All of these other people that are out there who he has not called.
Right.
All of these other people out there who are in enmity against God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they hate us. And that is part of the reason. Now, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to just make some comments here on pages 206 down through the end of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about here that a woman who's in travail, and we've mm-hmm. seen, we all have been around women who are in labor, and the amount of pain mm-hmm. they go through, the anguish they go through, and so on. But then we know that the moment that woman gives birth, how much joy she has when she sees her newborn child, you know?
Exactly.
And this is kind of what's transpiring right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
the whole earth is in travail. The whole earth right now is in birth pains, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, one of these days, it's all going to be over with.
Yeah.
All of the travail, all of the anguish, all of the sorrow, is going to be no. And when we awake in the New Jerusalem, it's going to be a celebration of all celebrations.
Amen.
And so when we get discouraged down here, let us remember that this is not the final frontier, okay?
That's right.
We're looking for a city whose maker is God. We're not looking for someone to come down here and set up an earthly kingdom. We're looking for the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, you know? And we also see here that Christ is giving practical instruction for those. Whenever he goes back to his father, he reminds them that he says, if you ask anything in my name, I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out of my Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. And now I leave the world and go to the Father. Now, you know, that must have been quite a feat for the disciples to go through. Can you imagine having walked with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years on a daily basis and having been with him, and now he's telling them that he's going to go away from them.
Right.
And then when he went through the whole thing, you know, dying on the cross and all of the things that went along with that. And then they buried him. And then he rose again. And then he appeared to them. And then he ascended to heaven. Wow.
Yes.
That was a lot to go through.
Oh, yes.
Well, he says the reason that he is going through all of this with them, he explains to them why. He says, these things, I'm reading from at the bottom of page 207, these mm-hmm. things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. That in me ye might have peace. That's the reason why he gave this message. He
mm-hmm.
says in the world, he didn't say in the world you might have tribulation.
Right.
Notice that. He said He says, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So this chapter is really twofold. It's to pronounce the realities of the fact that if we are in Christ, we will be suffering persecution. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
it's also to remind us of what Christ said, that when we go through this experience of tribulation, we mm-hmm. should be cheerful. Because it's an evidentiary sign that we have overcome the world through Jesus Christ. Amen? Isn't that true? Now I'm gonna turn it back over to Mark and let him make any comments that he wants to make here. Go ahead, brother.
You were mentioning the situation of the woman in the pains of childbirth and how it is similar to the creation. And I looked up that scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 22-24. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, Romans 8, 22. Verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? So, and then there's another verse that says that the creation is groaning in travail, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. I think that's a slightly different one. But I seem to recall that one, too, that the whole creation is groaning in travail, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. That's us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then there's another passage of Scripture that says, I think it's in Thessalonians, that when you begin to see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Yes,
and so this should give us comfort when we see right in front of our face, when we see prophecy being fulfilled, that should also give us, increase our faith to realize that these things have been foretold for thousands of years, that these are going to come to pass. I sent out a video I received. I don't remember who it was that sent it to me. I think it was Carl. I think it was Brother Carl. Right here in Arkansas, the state legislature passed a bill that stated that employers could not fire their employees for refusing to take an RFID chip in their hand. Isn't that something? If that doesn't show we're living in the last days, I don't know what it does, you know? This is remarkable. I'm so glad that Brother Carl sent that video out because I saw that video and I saw that state legislature, and he even said we got to protect our constituents from this, you know.
Wow.
And you know, there's going to come a time. Going to come a time when it's going to come upon the whole world. I've got friends in India, by the way, parts of India. People don't even know this. There's parts of India now that have forced RFID chips upon the communities there. They have to take it or they cannot have a job. They cannot participate in the economy. Right now, that's happening. There are other parts of the country, third world countries, that is now being enforced. So what should our response be? Praise God.
Praise God.
You know, he's already victorious in this, okay? And so it's a wonderful thing to realize that, you know, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before we are going to be summoned, you know. And God is going to cause each one of his little children to victoriously walk through the fire, okay?
Amen.
Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was right there amongst them, walking in the fire with them. And not one tinge or singe was upon their clothing, not even the smell of smoke, okay? And so that's really encouraging to me. Any final remarks on this? And then we're going to go into some announcements tonight, Brother Mark.
Any The other night, Brother Andrew sent me a video on this new chip that they're making, and it showed how they put it in your hand. They pinch a little fold of skin between your thumb and forefinger and poke it in there. It's like, wow. I ain't taking no chip. Chip
that's
in my hand.
That's right.
No way.
No. Because I always say, when I say I'm not going to take the chip or the mark, God being our helper, okay? God being our helper. We have to,
amen.
We have to realize our resisting this is a spiritual thing. And the only way we will be able to resist, because people do things when they're hungry. People do things when they are destitute. But God can give us the strength. God can give us food in the wilderness. Okay, God can feed us. God can clothe us. God can give us water. And if it means death, it should be all to the glory of God. So, well, I appreciate your sharing that with us. Yeah. Well, I want.
It's Christ.
Amen. Well, I want to make some announcements tonight, for people that are tuned in. Also, I want to recognize Robert DiAcquisto, who's joined us. Good evening, Robert. Tomorrow night is a very special night for me. A very good friend of mine. I'm just going to call him Bud. They used to call him the Hammer, but I'm just going to call him Bud. He's going to be on between 6 o'clock and 6:30, sharing his personal testimony. He was in law enforcement. He was in law enforcement in a major city in the United States for over 20 years. He also spent quite a bit of his time as an undercover cop. And, you know, he has quite a story to tell. He has a story to tell about how God brought him and his wife out of Roman Catholicism. He also can tell you about how that his brother-in-law to this day is still a Jesuit. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They have had to go through quite a bit of persecution. And he might even share some things that he experienced at the hands of the priests when he was growing up. This is really sad to see what goes on in the Roman Catholic Church. But you know what? God is merciful to Bud. I'll just call him Bud. And breathed into his soul the breath of life. He was born again. He was born again by the Spirit of God. And it's a wonderful story to see how that impacted him over the years. He'll share about how that every time he went in for a promotion, his superior would say, well, you know you're not going to get promoted until you become a Mason, until you become a member of the Masonic Lodge here. So he was passed up for promotion after promotion. And, you know, to God be the glory, but Bud never succumbed and never became a Mason. And that's a testimony in itself, isn't it?
That's awesome.
And so, but anyway, he will be with us from 6 to 6:30. And then starting, and by the way, I just want to let everybody know, we are not going to have any guests asking him questions or anything at that time, because he wants to remain anonymous. He wants to remain anonymous. Obviously, he worked on some very large cases. In fact, I know for a fact that one of the cases he worked on with a rapist is getting, this rapist is getting ready to get out of prison, okay? And, you know, a lot of times people that are sent to prison, they're very vindictive when they get out. And so we're going to just, it's just going to be an interview between myself and Bud. And then he will leave the airways at 6:30. And then we're going to start up our fellowship call. It's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30. Now, Brother Carl, we're going to really miss him tomorrow night because, you know, I know he wants fellowship. And so because we're going to be void, we want to invite anyone who wants to call in tomorrow night. Now, we don't, this is not a biblical study call. It's a fellowship call. So it's going to be an open call. It's going to be an open call. We're not going to get into theological discussions or anything like that. It's really just to build another up. That phone number tomorrow night is 605-562-0444. I'll repeat that. It's 605-562-0444. And when you call in, it'll ask you two things. It'll ask you for the call ID number. The call ID number is 140414. It will then ask you for your passcode. And everyone that's listening, your passcode is the same. It's 1 and the pound sign, okay? And that will bring you into our fellowship. I will also post this on Facebook tomorrow to remind everybody. We will also be on YouTube Live at the same time and Facebook Live. So we would really much like for you to join us, not only for the interview with Bud tomorrow night, but also for our fellowship. On Sunday, we will be having Brother Mark, and I'm not sure if Brother Carl will be home. I'll just ask Babs. Carl be home this Sunday for services, or will he have to work over? I didn't even ask him if he would be able to be with us on Sunday or not. Maybe you can, in the chat room, let me know if he's going to be with us Sunday. But anyway, he knows he's welcome anytime to join us. We enjoy his contribution. But I know that Brother Mark plans on being here for Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good. Got good news from Babs. She says he will be home Saturday, so hopefully he'll be able to join us Sunday morning and Sunday evening.
Wonderful.
On next Monday night, we plan on having a talk show with Brother Edward Henry. I have had one topic that has been requested by our brother Ashley. It's on rewards, and Brother Edward, I have not approached him about that yet, Ashley, but I haven't gotten any other topic suggestions, and so I am going to approach him, Ashley, about covering that topic, because he's covered it on YouTube, and so I think it would be a good topic. It may cause some controversy. But I think it's a topic that a lot of people, would be interested in. So I will ask Brother Ed about that and see if he would be willing to cover that, for us on Monday night. With that, I pretty well spoken my piece. I'm gonna throw it back to Brother Mark to have any other announcements or comments or any other thing he needs to talk about.
Sure. With all that talk about being put out of the synagogue, I'm reminded of that other scripture, when they haul you into court, do not worry about what you will say. The Holy Spirit will give you the words, so something to that effect. And so that's one that came to my memory also. Anyway, in closing tonight, I will say God bless all of our saints that are listening in, and I wish new and wonderful blessings from Jehovah in this new year of 2019. And since my brother Carl is not here to say it, I will say we will close with the statement from Martin Luther, peace if possible and truth at all costs. God
there
bless
you
all.
Well, Carl will love you for that. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we thank you all. Thank you, Babs. Tell Brother Carl our blessings are with him, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. So with that, we're going to say good night. Good night, Brother Mark.
God bless, Larry. Good night. God bless our saints.